What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Horror Heads podcast. I am Rich Mallory here with my co-host, Jerry Lorenko.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right. You can follow us on Instagram at Horror Heads Podcast. Email us your love and hate to horrorheadspodcast@gmail.com. You could listen to this anywhere podcasts are available. You could also watch the video on YouTube. Like, subscribe, do all of the things. Like us on every platform. Subscribe on every platform. We want all the listens and all of that advertising money. So tonight we are going to talk about Scream 5 and Scream 6. And the reason why we're going to talk about those is because the trailer for Scream 7 just dropped. So we figured, yeah, why not? Let's talk about those movies. There hasn't been much else coming out that's really noteworthy. I did watch a couple of new films. First, I tried to watch Black Phone 2.
Oh, yeah.
And
tell me about that.
Yeah. I was talking to you about it last night. So again, I wasn't a big fan of Black Phone 1, but I was bored.
Right.
Like, let me try and watch this movie. It's very different than Black Phone 1. It's very artistic, I would say. And it feels a lot more similar to Sinister, which I believe is the director's other film. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of like dream sequences that are shot kind of the same way as like those videotapes in Sinister were. And you know, it's got a creepy vibe to it. I would say the big difference, though, it's like Sinister focused on Ethan Hawke, which he's a really good actor, and this focuses on two kids, which are kind of annoying and not that interesting. And what I will say is I can't really give my overall opinion of the movie because I did bail. I didn't finish it. But I would say the first hour could have easily been 15 minutes.
Wow.
Because it doesn't, like, there's a nothing, the same thing keeps repeating. Like, she keeps having the same kind of dream over and over and over again. And then finally, like, the hour mark is when it starts kind of picking up. But by that point, I was already kind of checked out. And I'm like, you know what? I don't even really care how this ends. Like, so I kind of bailed and turned it off. So maybe it gets better, but when I was like, oh, there's another 50 minutes left of this, I was like, I don't care. So bailed on that. I did also watch the new Guillermo del Toro Frankenstein.
Oh, God, really? That was like
Netflix.
2 hours and 40 minutes.
it's a long fucking movie. But so, like, here's the thing. The cinematography is amazing, right? It's Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Acting's really good. It is long. And I think I went into it expecting it. I don't know what I was expecting, but I was thinking like, oh, well, they did Nosferatu, and that was like a quote unquote, like sexy kind of gothic movie. And I was expecting this to be like sexy and like just more like that. It's not. It's very true to the book. From what I remember of the book, and I read the book a long time ago, and I think it follows that pretty much to a T. So you're getting the exact story of Frankenstein. So if you look at it that way, it's a very well done version of Frankenstein. And I don't think I've ever seen a Frankenstein movie before. Like, I've never even seen the classic. So this kind of follows the book. It's really well shot. It's well done. It's really sad though and depressing because you kind of feel really bad for Frankenstein, the monster. I mean, the doctor's an asshole. Like, he's a piece of shit. Like, he's trying to like bang his brother's girl, who's Mia Goth.
Wait, hold up.
That's the real reason why I watched the movie. I watched it because Mia Goth is in it. That's why I watched it.
I'm listening.
So yeah, he's basically a piece of shit that, like, you know, just he creates this monster and then he like treats the monster like shit. And then he's finally like, you know what? I can't control this thing. I'm going to kill it. So he tries to kill it. And then, of course, the monster like tries to become human and then gets revenge and all that stuff. But I thought it was good if you got like 3 hours to kill, you know?
I mean, so you're recommending
you.
It.
Oh, okay. I recommend it if like you want to watch a long movie and you're interested in Frankenstein.
I'm slightly interested in Frankenstein. I would say.
I'm surprised I got through it in one sitting,
really?
But I did. And you know, again, it's Guillermo del Toro, so it's beautiful. The movie looks great.
Yeah, I definitely watched the trailer and I was about to click play on it. And then I saw the runtime and I was like doing the math and I'm like, there's absolutely no way I could watch this like during the week. So that didn't work out for me. I didn't watch that. I almost watched Black Phone.
So one thing I will say about the Frankenstein movie though is the way it's structured, you can watch it in two nights because it does, like, it's split into kind of parts. Like, first it's like the Victor Frankenstein story, and then at like a certain point it shifts and now it's the monster story. So if you like were someone like, you know what, I want to watch this but I can't give 3 hours, you could probably watch it right up into a point and then kind of switch.
I could probably get into that, and as I was
maybe
saying,
you'd like it.
Black
I don't know.
Black
you
Phone.
Might like it. Yeah, Black Phone, you I don't think you're gonna
I
like.
like the mask, but I just if you're saying it's like dreamlike and stuff like that, I don't know if it's for me. I watched a couple films too this week, which I'm shocked because I'm gonna be honest with you, dude, man. I hit a rut after that,
The
after the
challenge.
challenge, man. I didn't even want to turn the TV on. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I could not find joy in anything on a box for like a long time. Like, I was like, I couldn't watch like a series. I couldn't watch a show. I couldn't watch really like anything. Like, I was just so, I don't know why this year just took so much away from me. I think it's really because my nights are much shorter than they used to be, probably last year. So now I'm like really forced to like, watch films and every single night and I can't miss them. And then the nights that I played catch up were like really, really long, like trying to watch two, three films in one night. It was killing me. So I'm surprised I finally got over it. It took a good week and a half for me to kind of move on with that. So I did catch up on some new things that I did want to see. I'll tell you about one that you saw. So I did watch that movie Match.
Okay.
Boy, that was a sick film.
Right? I didn't want to give too much away when I talked about it.
That
Just like, you got to
was,
go in cold. You got to go
man,
in cold.
that was not at all what was expected. I did like it. Because of the movie, a lot of the stuff in there was just pretty twisted and brutal and disgusting at times. And it definitely has like a lot of things like incest and giant D and stuff like that. And definitely things that surprised me. But overall, I did watch it, and I liked it. So I got into that
Yeah,
surprised.
that was one that I did not think I was gonna like, and I didn't really know anything about it. And then I was like just shocked by the turn it took. And I was like, oh, okay. And then it takes like multiple turns where you're like, it just gets more and more fucked up. And like,
It's
again, it's not a good movie, but I watched it and was entertained by it. It's different.
I mean it's definitely like a catfish at like the worst nightmare that you could ever have. And again, it's super, super twisted.
Yeah.
Went in so many directions I didn't think it would go in. But yeah, I mean, would I watch it again? Probably not, just because I didn't like the content, I guess.
Yeah, it's gross.
But
Yeah.
I thought it was a really original story and definitely something that I wasn't expecting and probably haven't seen anything too similar probably ever. It was modern, but yet it kind of tapped into a lot of things that I have seen before, but it had that twist. So it was good. I mean, I think a lot of people would like it. A lot of people like gross shit. I don't, it's like you like horror movies, but yeah, I do, but I just don't like gross shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, I like bloody, gory shit. I just don't like gross shit,
Yeah, it's gross. Yeah.
so I watched that, and then there was something that I just kept hearing about, and I didn't want to watch it, probably like for like the same reason. But it's like I've just been hearing too much about it, so I checked it out. New film. It's called Traumatica.
Okay, never heard of it.
Have you heard of it? It's a
No.
really crazy kind of demon possession film. It's weird. It's different. It's like a really, really messed up Evil Dead kind of, but like low
Okay.
budget. It's about like this possession that travels over like generations of like this family and like all the things that happened to them from basically like a baby to an adult, and it follows them. So it's basically like I guess kind of like maybe Frankenstein. It's in two parts almost, where it's like the early phase and then the second half where the kid is older. Really gritty, really disturbing. Probably literally every abuse trigger you could imagine.
Oh,
So
pass, hard
yeah,
pass.
so it was a tough watch. And I mean, I know why horror fans are getting behind it, because it's like one of those films. It's gonna go up there. Like, people always want to talk about, like, oh, what's the craziest film you ever saw? And it's like Murder Set Pieces or something like that, Human Centipede. It's like Salo. It's like it's gonna it's
No.
probably going
Yeah.
to, yeah, because of the content of it, it's probably gonna like getting to that level of like disturbing films where like, you know, it's like you gotta kind of go into it hard and trying to just get through it and
Yeah,
you
like
feel a little
I'm
weird.
curious now. Like I don't want to watch it because once you say like abuse, I'm like, oh no, but
It's
like I
not
kind
that
of feel like I have
level.
to watch it.
I mean, it's not that level of those movies that I saw, but it gets there. I mean, there's every abuse you could imagine. So, I mean, it's just but I mean,
You got through it.
I got through it. I'm not gonna watch it again. I'm not gonna recommend it. I don't know why. I mean, I guess I do know why people are talking about it, but it's just not for me. You know, it's a bad movie. You know,
Yeah.
it's.
So the last time you told me to like not watch a movie and I ended up watching it like an idiot was Coffee Table.
Oh, see? No, God. See,
And I
yeah.
should
All
have
right.
listened to you and not watched
So
that movie. So now I'm like, I think I am gonna listen to you
let
and
me
skip this
think.
one.
So let me think. I'm gonna say it's a half step worse than
Okay,
that.
I'm probably gonna pass
So
then.
yeah, it's
I should have listened.
not.
I should have not watched the Coffee
Not
Table because that movie
like.
still fucks me up.
Yeah, it's not like the Bunny Game, but
I haven't
it's.
seen that, but I
Oh,
don't think I
it's.
want to. It's like old rape and stuff, right?
Yeah, it's not that, but it's also a little worse than Coffee Table. So yeah, sometimes when I'm home alone or I'm taking a shower or something like that, the Coffee Table just kind of fall into my head. I'm just like, oh man, why did I watch that
Every now and then I'll be
movie?
scrolling on Tubi and it will like just I'll see the art and like the art doesn't tell you anything about the movie, but it just triggers me again and I'm just like, oh, next. Next. And it's always under comedy too.
It's not. It's
I
a bad comedy.
Yeah. And you said it is like a comedy. It's structured like a comedy, but it's yeah. Oh, that movie's terrible. Oh
Yeah, you know what?
wow.
Now that I'm thinking about that, I need a drink. So let's get
Let's do it. Yeah. So
to
last episode, I didn't drink too much because I wasn't feeling too well. Today I'm feeling a little bit better. Went to BevMo, and of course they still have that buy one bottle, get one for a nickel. And today's nickel bourbon is, well, it's whiskey, Irish whiskey, Tullamore
Oh my
Dew,
God.
which I
Oh, I
didn't
mean.
realize is DEW, but I thought it was Dew. It's DEW. No, I mean I'm into the Irish whiskeys. I'll get into this. So I'm gonna pour 40% alcohol, so breakfast whiskey. I'm
Man,
gonna pour it.
that's
Hey,
my
look, a
boy's favorite
nickel.
right there. And
Oh
I drink it
boy.
all the time. My
Oh, do
friend
you really?
Mike, he makes me take shots of that whenever we're out, whenever we're at a concert. He's my concert friend. So,
Okay.
Mike, I
You're
know you listen to the
familiar.
show, and Rich is drinking the Tully. And whenever we go to a bar, we're like, do they got the Tully?
Oh,
And
I
we
like
always end
that.
up, yeah, we always end up going and doing a shot. And it just kind of changes the night for me every time I do a shot for it. So I'm like completely regular, normal, minding my business, drinking my bourbon. And then all of a sudden, someone hands me a warm shot of Tully. And
Ugh.
just like the whole trajectory of the night, usually just, I'm just like, oh, why'd I do
I like that
that,
you call it the Tully. I'm gonna
man? It's
I might
Tully.
get into this
Yeah.
now. Well,
It's Tully.
I have like
No,
four bottles of it now, so I've been drinking this for a
I
minute.
mean, on the rocks, it's not bad, but I wouldn't suggest a warm shot.
Yeah, no, it smells good. It smells like a Jameson. Like,
Yeah,
oh,
I
the
got
knob. What is that?
the
Can you move it towards the camera? I can't
oh,
see.
yeah, sorry.
Other way. There you go.
Yep, there we go. The
100
knob nine
proof.
here, 100 proof. So
I haven't had
this.
knob in a while.
Yeah, so this is not new. I think I had it on the show before, but I gotta start getting through some of my bottles. You know, the holiday season is coming up, and people, I don't know why, but they tend to give me bourbon for Christmas.
Wonder why.
And I'm not mad at it, so I had to make room for those bottles. And I usually, you know, get in about three, four extra new bottles that I wasn't expecting. And sometimes, like, my legacy goes so far that as a gift at work for my wife, her friends at work will give her bourbon for me because they know I'm such a huge bourbon fan. They'd be like, oh, this is for your husband. Here you go. And suddenly there's like another bottle or two from people I don't even know. So I want to say shout out to them. Thank you for thinking about me. And I don't know if it's a good or bad thing that like my love for bourbon transcends people that I don't even
You
know. But.
know what's funny? I have there's this woman that used to work for me maybe 8 years ago,
Okay.
and I still get a bottle of bourbon for Christmas every year from her.
Oh, that's legit,
It
man.
yeah. And every year I never think about it because I'm like, why would they get me? Like, it's been years, and every year it shows up, and every year I'm really happy.
Fuck yeah, man.
All right,
I
let's
mean,
cheers to
let's do
that.
that. Cheers. Woo!
Clink.
Cheers.
Oh, this is.
Yeah, what do you think? Go
Okay, so I thought it was, I sniffed it. I'm like, oh, it's gonna be like a Jameson. It's not. It's harsh. It's harsh. It's like packed. Like it just attacked my throat right there. It's it tastes like if you mixed whiskey and gasoline, basically. That's what it tastes like.
It's that ethanol. It's the ethanol taste, and
Yeah,
I think
let
once
me
the
take
ice
another.
melts, you'll. I think once the ice melts a little bit, you'll feel a little better about it. But yeah, it's a tough one, warm.
I wasn't expecting it to hit like that. It's very
Did you miss the
powerful.
whole story I just told you about?
Yeah, I zoned out.
I
But
just told you.
you were talking about doing a shot. A shot is one thing. I just took a
I told you
sip.
it ruins my night every single time I do
Oh man, and I got six more of these to drink. Oh man,
Yeah.
it's gonna be
Nah,
a long one.
I think you'll get into it, honestly. I think you'll get
Oh, the
into it.
Dorsia glass, very
Yeah, I got
nice.
the Dorsia glass here. This is pretty good. I mean, the Knob Creek, it always
Look at the
packs a
color. Can you
punch.
put it more in front of the camera? There,
Yeah,
there you go.
there we
It's a
go.
nice
It's like a
dark
nice
color compared
dark
to
color.
mine.
Yeah, I mean it's woodsy, it's dark, it's aged 9 years. It has a lot of wood flavors in here. I mean it's not the most flavorful. I mean, right at the end there's a little bit of corn, but I'd say it's like an
Oh,
unsweetened kind of
that's
corn.
interesting.
Yeah, like a little bit of unsweetened taste, a lot of burn, a lot of
100
long
proof,
burn, a long burn. It's still burning. But it's a classic for me. I like Knob Creek. It was probably one of the first ones I ever tried.
yeah, same.
Probably the
It's affordable too. It's not too pricey.
yeah, I mean it's definitely good. While I was w away, I bought like this bourbon magazine like at the
Oh, there's a
airport.
bourbon magazine?
Yeah,
That's
there's a
cool.
bourbon magazine, and it just kind of like was talking about like Kentucky and all the different areas, and they had this whole thing about like Knob Creek, and it actually kind of got me interested in Knob Creek again. Just, the way they do their tours and the thing like that, and I thought it was interesting, and so I like it. It's tough though. It's a tough drink.
Yeah, 100 proof on a Monday night is yeah, we usually record on like a Tuesday. Today it's a Monday, and it's hard to go hard on a Monday. So let's get into it. So we're going to talk about Scream 5, which is technically just called Scream, which is super confusing, and then Scream 6. And I will preface this by saying I know we did an episode on the original Scream. Not a huge fan of the franchise in general. Like I really don't like the first movie, and the reason why is I just don't like the cast for the most part. The second and third one I only seen once but don't remember liking it. Fourth one seen once, don't remember liking it. And I've only seen five and six once. I saw them both in the theater but didn't remember them at all. But I will say that I did like the trailer for part seven. It looks like
Yeah,
a lot
it's good.
simpler. It looks like more back to roots. I know Neve Campbell is back. She was not in the sixth movie because of contractual disputes. She is back in the seventh one. So people are excited about that. And look, I probably will go see it in the theater like I saw these two. And I figured like let's talk about them. So I'm going to give the plot. We're going to start with Scream 5 from 2022. And basically the plot of it is 25 years after the original Woodsboro killings, a new ghost face begins targeting teens connected to the town's dark past, drawing the final three survivors of the first attack from Scream 1 back once more. And if anyone has seen any of the Scream movies, it's a big whodunit. Usually, I believe, I might be wrong, but I believe in all of the movies, there are two killers, and it's usually someone who's in the main cast, and you kind of have to figure out who the real killer is. It's usually, I would say, fairly unpredictable, where I'm usually like, oh, that's like sometimes you could kind of get it, but like a lot of times, like one of the killers, I had no idea that was the killer. So I think they do a really good job on this. The other thing I will say about Scream, it's very self-aware. And it's kind of from the first one to the newer ones, it's very like the people in it. There's always one super horror fan who's like explaining like the rules of all the horror movies and how like what's happening in real life fits into this. And they kind of do that in every movie, but a little different. And in this one, I thought was interesting that, since it is like Scream 5 and it's like they call it a requel, right? Because it's like a reboot, but it's a sequel at the same time. So they like explained that and, it's very meta, I would say. So, which can be pretty pretentious, but it could also be interesting too. So, and this is also the first Scream film not directed by Wes Craven, who did pass away in 2015 from cancer. I actually didn't know that he directed all the first four. I had no idea, but he did. And this is the first one without him. And it's released 11 years after Scream 4. So I'm going to stop there. Like, let's hear like what some of your thoughts are about just the franchise in general and then this movie.
So I am a fan of the franchise, but I don't like every single Scream. I think two and three are throwaways personally. I think four is a blockbuster in my opinion. I think it's great. It was such a hard way to come back and to really reintroduce, like, kind of like pump some life into like this franchise that was pretty much dead. Scream one was a very unique film. It's aged a lot, but I think, it's still kind of it holds up for me. I still find it the funny parts to be funny. I still find the brutal parts to be brutal. I think that holds up for me. For four, yeah, I think just kind of like introducing it and really kind of like bringing in like the stab kind of like background kind of film that's going on
Oh yeah,
about the
could you
real
explain
movie.
that a little bit for people that aren't like a huge fan of the franchise? Because I watched five and six like with a friend. I watched it with a friend who'd only seen the first one, so like they were kind of confused by the whole stab thing. So like, can you explain
Yeah,
that?
so Stab is basically the film that was made that was kind of like based on a true story of the original Scream movies. So you have like all the characters, so you have like a Sidney Prescott, you have a Tatum Riley, you got a Deputy Do and all those people. And they basically started making films that were actually would be considered the Scream films, as if this situation happened in real life, then Scream would have been the film that you saw based on the true story. But in this situation, it's basically called Stab. And Stab is a huge blockbuster, just like Scream is. And each year they make new ones. There's like six or seven of them. So it kind of goes in line with exactly what's happening in the Scream franchise. I think it's pretty funny, and I think it kind of develops its own storyline, because now you have people who are kind of turning away from like the real story and kind of becoming like super fans of the film, just like they're super fans of Scream. So,
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a cool like little movie within a movie kind of thing that they reference. I like that. I do
It
like how
really
they.
creates like a different area for them to kind of tap into, where you're like, oh, well, this is what happened in Stab. And it's like, oh, yeah, I know that, but it's really based on what happened in Scream. So it's kind of funny, kind of jokes at itself, but I think it does. It creates like that super fan and people who know every single thing about the film, just like there are people who know every single thing about Scream. I don't consider myself a super fan at all of Scream. I'm a fan, and that's it. But let me tell you something. I wasn't a fan for a little while. When two and three came out, I'm like, this is kind of like a joke. I'm like, these suck. They're stupid. Even though Sarah Michelle Gellar was in one of them, and like I was like a huge fan of hers at the time, but it just didn't hold up. And I didn't watch part four until after I saw part five, because
Same,
that's how much I
actually,
gave up. I
same,
actually, yeah,
yeah.
I gave up. I gave up on the entire franchise. And then one night, flipping through channels, I've cable still, don't judge me. I have cable, and it was just on, and I'm like, it's all right. It's pretty
Yeah.
good, and ended up watching it. And just like cable, they play the same shit like all month long. So every time you basically turn the TV, it's on. So I ended up watching it like, one or two times. I'm like, wow, that was kind of good. I kind of liked this one. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should go and check out part four, because something has been happening that I don't know about. And I think they did a pretty good job at five. I'm like, let me check out four. So I did watch four. I liked it. I thought it was really good. I just The way they kind of like it just it felt different. It didn't feel as funny. It felt darker. It was definitely they up
It's
like the
pretty gory.
brutality. Yeah,
Yeah.
they really up the brutality. And then that brings us to five, where they're basically introducing a whole new cast of young characters to basically take the place of the old cast, the legacy characters, which is definitely the rule of the requel. So you have to have new characters, but you have to base some of your storyline on what happened in the past with the legacy characters. And that's exactly what they do here. So I think it's quite brilliant how they built so much off of like what was going on in the past to kind of create this uniquely new film. And for me, it starts off a lot like the original, and then it just kind of goes off on its own. I think honestly, Sam Carpenter and Tara Carpenter are great leading ladies, you know, for this. I think, you know, they're great in this film. You know, Melissa Barrera, Jenna Ortega. I thought they did a fantastic job leading this film, and I can't even tell you which one I liked more. I thought they were both great, and they were just
I
they
thought
really helped. They held this film.
the Sam character, who's the older sister, who's Jenna Ortega's older sister, who's the one you find out is related to someone
Oh,
very
Billy
important to the
Loomis.
franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah, Billy
So.
Loomis, and she's really good, I think, in this movie. Jenna Ortega is good too. She's really good too, but I would say that Melissa Barrera is really good in this. She's very interesting because she's got that. She knows her father's a serial killer. She's got like a darkness to her, and she like really like you know. Taps into that, which I like her conflict in the character. One thing I will say, so I know I said I'm not a fan of the original. When I did see the original in theaters when it first came out, it did blow me away because
Oh, yeah.
it was 90s, horror movies were pretty terrible, and it was something new and fresh. And I remember I really liked it. And over the years, I watched it a lot and liked it a lot. And I think I just, as I get older, I like it less. Not that the movie's not good. The first one is really good. I think it is because the second and third one were like so bad that I kind of just tapped out. I will say this one, yeah, I think they did a really clever job of introducing these younger characters who are tied to, again, the original, like to Mindy and Chad are like the niece and nephew of the Jamie Kennedy
Schumacher.
character
Yeah.
from the
Oh no,
no,
oh not
it's
Stu.
Jamie Kennedy character,
It's
right? I
yeah,
can't think of his
him.
name.
Yeah.
Which is just interesting that like they're kind of still related and one thing I will say that Scream does really well in most of the movies is the opening sequence, right?
Oh
The
yeah.
original like had that opening with Drew Barrymore, which is like one of the best cold opens of a movie probably
Yeah.
like ever. And this one, like you said, with Jenna Ortega, it's very similar. But I think they kind of do a different like, twist on it each time. Like in the original, you know, Drew Barrymore gets killed. This one, Jenna Ortega gets fucked up, but does end up surviving. Which, because if you watch these movies and if you go in cold, like you're expecting her to die because
Yeah.
that's what happens in Scream, right? And like she doesn't, and becomes an integral part of the movie. Which I think they did a really good job of the cold open here. It's creepy, it's scary. And it's interesting because they do a lot of the same stuff. But it still works in this movie,
It
and it
still
shouldn't,
surprises
but
you
it
too. It's
does.
still and they still add those surprises. So just kind of like you said, that's what they were known for. They're talking about, let's cast this huge star, let's put this star in all the marketing, all the promotions, and then let's just kill them off in the first 10 minutes. That's what they
I thought
do.
they were going
So
to do that. Yeah.
now you see Jenna Ortega, you're like, ah, that's it. This makes perfect sense. Here's a, you know, up and coming star. She's huge at the moment. Let's kill her off in 5, 10 minutes. But she doesn't, and I think she does become like a huge part of the story. And I like kind of like where it goes from there. So I know we talked about this a lot last episode, where we were talking about the strangers and the hospital scenes and how they're always vacant and stuff like that. What I thought was like super cool in this film is that there is, of course, a hospital scene, because that's where
Couple,
Tara
there's a
is.
couple.
There's a few, yeah. And you know, Sam gets attacked there, you know, Tara gets attacked, but it's not an empty hospital. You know, this person is just dressing up, full costume, hiding, creeping around, and then attacking people like when the moment strikes, even though like there's security there, there's plenty of doctors, there's patients and everything. So I think that's like a really cool take on it, because I was like surprised. I'm like, wow, they're gonna try attack them here. It's like it could get caught, but I mean, that just kind of goes with like the ghost face, you know. It's like they're bold, they go for it, they do really what is the unexpected thing to do. They kind of get you when you least expect it. And honestly, being in a crowded hospital, you wouldn't expect it. And I thought that was like a really fun part of this film. So
And they do put her on a private floor at one point, which kind of explains it a little bit. However, I will say that no matter how private the floor is, once you start hearing gunshots, I feel like people would have got up there a lot
yeah,
quicker.
people
So
are gonna get up
the
there for
one
sure.
there are like I'll be honest. So when I rewatched this, I did really like this movie. I thought it
Oh,
was
wow.
really good. There's a lot of things I don't like about it there, but I did like a lot of it. I will say though that there are like so many like plot holes or like banana peels, for example. Like it's just again, like the cops never show up, like no matter how much noise is happening. Like these people are in like these rich suburban neighborhoods, and like people are screaming bloody murder, and like nobody shows up, nobody notices. People are killed broad daylight on the front
Yeah,
lawn.
bro. I mean, it was
Nobody
the sheriff.
notices.
It was the
Yeah,
sheriff that got
nobody
killed.
notices.
Yeah.
Nobody cares, and it's like it is a little unrealistic in that sense. But if you could suspend that disbelief, I can't. And I was watching it with again somebody, and we were like making fun of it the whole time, like, okay, like, where's the cops? Like, oh, you're the guy's at a like one scene, the guy's at a party, walks outside, maybe walks 10 feet, and then is like, you know, getting stabbed, screaming, no
He's
one from the party
attacked.
hears, like,
Yeah, it's like
no one knows.
I've been drunk at a party, but no one's yard is that big that you're not gonna
Yeah. So
hear some dude like
there's a
getting
lot of
fucked
stuff
up.
like that where it's like, if you could just, and it happens a lot more in the next one, but in this one especially, there's so many times where it's like, okay, it's very unrealistic, but. What I did like about this movie, it's brutal. Like the kills
Oh, the
are
kills
great.
are
There's, yeah, like,
whoo.
and there's some kills that like things I've never seen before, that are really cool. Like the son of the sheriff when
Oh,
he gets
Wes,
killed,
yeah, Wes.
Wes, like the way they put the knife like through
Right
the
through his.
throat and it's like
Oh.
pushing through and it, like I've never seen that
Brutal.
before. Really cool. You know, so there's some real cool, a lot more violence than I thought would be in this movie because you just don't expect it. Like, you're
I
like, oh, they're.
mean, everyone even gets fucked up. I mean, honestly, like, you know, Tara was fucked up, you know, in that opening scene. Like people are getting like fucked up, you know. And Chad, when he leaves the party, it's like they're not just getting nicked, like they're getting fucked up by
Yeah, they say
like a
Jenna
knife,
Ortega got
man.
stabbed seven times. Like,
Yeah, I
and
mean,
one was like through the hand and
yeah,
like.
it's all
It's
these
brutal.
attacks are so brutal from you know Ghostface, and I find that like they amp that up a lot, like. The ghost face in the like see the originals, like they definitely attacked you, but I don't think the brutality was there. I don't think the gore was there. I think they really amped it up as they get into these later ones. And I obviously that's really what I liked about four is that they amped it up. And then this one they really amp it up. And what I find crazy, and this is what gets me all the time. So you have a problem with some of the plot holes, but my problem is the ghost faces. It's like I never seen people so dedicated, no matter what their reason is for going after whoever their target is. Why are they so motivated? Like these are normally young people, they're kids and stuff like that, and they're attacking someone out of revenge or for whatever storyline they're trying to follow. But then someone pulls out a gun and like they don't run. It's like they just like keep attacking you, even though like you're shooting at them, you're trying to stab them, you're hitting them, you're fighting back. It's like I can't believe that they just don't be like, you know, all right, fuck it, I'm out. You know
Well,
what I'm saying?
especially in this one, like in the first one, they explain it like pretty well, and you're like, you get why Skeet Ulrich is like determined to do all of this shit. In this one, I'm not gonna spoil who the two killers are because like this movie's still pretty recent, and it, you know, but like their motivation is like kind of ridiculous, like,
Yeah, it's
and
thin.
it's very thin, like why they would be so other than maybe they're just crazy, but like it seems like they did a lot of work to kind of. You know, get to this point. So, this, you know, the way they explain this one, it's like, oh, okay, like, I guess, like,
Yeah, that was a bit of
it
a
was very loose.
banana peel. I thought everything was good except for the motive. And then when you think about the motive, it's like, you know, I mean, I don't think I'm spoiling everything by saying Dewey gets killed here. I mean, I think everyone knows that. We have to know that to move on with the storyline.
Which
Dewey
was
does,
awesome that they killed him. I
they,
thought that was
yeah,
super cool.
I mean, they killed Dewey, who's now retired and living like, you know, I guess a trailer park or something like that. And he does show up to kind of help out these new people, and he's beat up from all the past, you know, ghost face attacks. You know, he could barely walk and stuff like that, but he's still an ex-cop, you know. But I mean, this guy pulls out a gun and he starts like shooting at like the ghost faces. You would think they would just run off and be like, you know what, I'll come back maybe later
Yeah.
at like maybe a better time
Tomorrow,
when I won't get
yeah.
killed. But it's like they're relentless, and they just, I mean, he ends up get, he had the gun and he ends up getting killed. And I think, you know, like it's either like they're relentless and you have to buy into that, or they're crazy. But it's like, I don't know, for me, it's just, that's the part that's a little bit too unrealistic for me, because I'd be like, you know what, I'm in a costume. I'm
mean,
fucking around over here. Someone's shooting at me. Maybe this
a
is not the time.
hospital,
Yeah,
you
maybe
know.
now is not the time to like make my move. Maybe I'll wait till later. But I mean, I guess it wouldn't be much of a movie if it's more calculated. And I guess that just drives like the ghost face lore is that no matter what, they're going to try to kill you and do whatever they have to do that. And if you're gonna put on that ghost face mask and attack someone, you have to be at that level, willing to do anything to basically get your victim.
Yeah, and so like a lot of, you know, the fans were upset that they killed off Dewey, David Arquette. And for me, that like actually really helped this movie out a lot, because I will say my number one complaint about the Scream movies, and this one included, is that not enough people die. And what
Yeah.
I mean is like people will get fucked up and then at the very last scene, oh,
They're
they're
like,
fine.
I'm all right.
Like, which is, yeah, and
They show up.
And
Yeah.
it's really bad in the next one, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But in this one especially, like, there's probably three characters that should totally have been killed, and there's no reason for them to survive. But for whatever reason, they decided, like, oh, they're going to be fine. And they do that in like every movie. So the fact that they killed one of the core members, I thought was a pretty bold choice, because they refuse to kill these characters off. So I thought that was a really cool move. And but I will say, speaking of like the ridiculousness of the plot holes, and I will say Jenna Ortega is like fucking a superhero. Like the fact that she gets stabbed 7 times, 2 days later is like not in a coma, like fine. One
Yeah.
minute she could barely wheel her wheelchair, and then 2 hours later she's like fucking up Ghostface.
Yeah,
Makes
she's
no
like
sense. Makes
fighting.
no sense. Like she can't even wheel a wheelchair, and then she's like basically kills Ghostface kind of in the end. It's like a little ridiculous. And she's like Superman in the next one too, where she's like gets stabbed multiple times and is like just
She's like,
fine,
I could
just
do
like fine.
this.
Like it doesn't go to the hospital. She's like, yeah, I'm cool. Just a stab wound, no big deal. So it is a little like over the top
Oh,
like that,
I mean,
which is kind of annoying. It's just like they could have done a little better with that. But I will
I
say the
mean
movie's
how they
entertaining.
ended up. I mean, it was, they do throw a lot of banana peels, but again, it's a meta film, and you have to go for it because that's exact. Like if they weren't making fun of it, then you'd be like, oh, that's so fucking stupid. And here we're saying that's so fucking stupid because it is, and they know
It's a
it. But it's
satire in a way,
yeah,
yeah.
it's like how they ended up at the Mocker House, which is
Yeah, and no one
Amber's.
realized it
Yeah,
was the, like, that's.
that's her friend Amber's house, her best friend, right? And why are they there? They're like, we need to get the fuck out of here. This is crazy, man. Ghostface is trying to kill us. Let's just drive. Let's just get the fuck out of here.
She had to get her
They're like,
asthma
all right.
inhaler, which wasn't
Get
even
her
like
asthma
important.
inhaler. It's like you can't go to CVS. You can't, like, they don't have that there in Woodsboro. They don't have a CVS where you could get it. They don't have any of these things. You don't have an extra one somewhere else. Like honestly, like I got problems with chapstick. So I have one in my backpack. I got one in my pocket. I got one in my car. There's always a chapstick. This girl has asthma, which is only people in horror films have asthma, I think, because
I was
I
just
never
saying that
seen
I've never met an adult with asthma, and I know they
not an
exist, but
adult.
I've
It's
never met an adult with asthma.
like 7% of teens in the United States suffer from asthma, but I just don't even believe that number because I never really met anyone. But maybe I don't know. But yeah, so the fact that Ghostface could set up a situation where her inhaler's missing, they're driving. The only logical thing that three people come up with in a car is to go to her friend's house, which is where the last murder happened in the town, to get her extra inhaler. And I mean, that was ridiculous, but the setup to bring them there and once they arrive, I think was cool to see kind of like a different scenario playing out in the same exact location. So it's like the same set, but like the action was different. And I thought that was kind of interesting. So a lot of things, there are a lot of nods to the original one. Was that huge fight scene in the kitchen, you know, with Sydney and all that.
The
I thought
girl
that was
watching the
like,
horror movie
yeah,
and
the
the
girl watching
killer's
it.
like right
Yeah,
behind her, which was cool.
I liked all those nods and to see it slightly different. But I mean, the fact that they went there, a little ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, two things I'll say. Number one, as soon as I see an asthma inhaler introduced in a horror movie, I'm annoyed, because like I know exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be like this big thing that's going to happen towards the end. Obviously, this What's interesting too in this one, they never had the scene where she actually needed the Azmed. She never needed it, you know. So like it was an odd thing. And then in the next movie, it doesn't. There is no Azmed inhaler.
Yeah,
So
like she's
clearly,
cured and
clearly it
she
was
didn't
just like
take
a
it after she
MacGuffin.
found
Yeah,
out. Yeah.
it's
Oh,
just the
what?
plot of a MacGuffin. Oh, you never heard that term? It's
No, tell
like
me.
Hitchcock made this term, and basically it's like a plot device that gets you from point A to point B. So like
I love it.
whenever they introduce something that like that like it's like, oh, how do we get the back of the house? Oh, we need an asthma inhaler. Like that's it's called a MacGuffin.
I like that. So similar to a banana peel, but I like it.
kind of, yeah. Except it's always an object. It's like some
Oh, an
object that
object.
you,
Got it.
yeah. It's an object that gets you to, like from point A to point B.
Well, I wish you never told me that because now it's going to be a part of my speech and vocabulary going forward. So you're going to hear a lot of MacGuffins going on in the future because I think it's a great word.
So, but my other thing about that is like, okay, this is probably the most famous house in the
Has
town,
to be,
right?
has to be. Yeah.
It's that murder
It's
house.
the
And
Amityville house.
like,
Yeah, for sure.
I get the feeling, and maybe I missed it early on. Nobody realized that it was the murder house until like the end of the movie. Like, someone mentions it, like, wait, that's Stu Mocker's house. Like, how did they not know this was the murder house? Like I would have been like, oh wow. And I think it's Mikey Madison's character, who I forgot she was in this. She's like, she's the one living
Amber.
there. Amber, she's the one living in the murder house. It's like no one like said like mentioned that, oh, by the way, that isn't that weird that you live in the house where all this bad shit happened and now it's happening again. Like, yeah, maybe you're a suspect. It just seemed odd that like they didn't talk about it more.
Yeah, I guess that would have been too much of an indicator if they kind of told you all the details. So yeah, I see why they left it out, but at the same
It's a
time,
pretty
it
big
was
deal.
a
Like,
little ridiculous, and the
if you
same
lived in the
thing.
Amityville Horror House, we're gonna be talking about it like
Yeah,
all
exactly. It's like,
the
wait a minute, I recognize this. And
time.
if you're a super fan of the Stab films, you'd be like, man, this house
And it's only
looks
been 25 years, so it's not like it's
really
been like 100
familiar.
years. Like it's pretty recent that,
And they
you
threw a
know.
party in there,
Yeah. Yeah.
and all the things
Which
that
also,
happened.
why were they throwing a party? I forget, like there was a reason, but it was a pretty stupid reason. Like all this bad shit's happening.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, same thing.
Oh,
Like with Scream.
it's a
Yeah, so
memorial for
yeah,
Wes. It was a memorial for,
they always
but
like
in,
throw it for like no really good foundation. It's like, they had a, there's a curfew, so it's like, oh, let's throw a party. It's like your friend died, let's throw a party, you
yeah,
know? It's
I
like
guess, yeah. I could, I, it's fine. Yeah, it's like
none of
not the
those people
biggest
were even
deal.
at Wes's funeral.
Yeah, they're at
They're at the party
the
though. How come no one went to Wes's funeral? Poor guy.
poor Wes.
Which I liked him. I'm a huge fan of him. I can't think of his name. He was in 13 Reasons. I can't think of his name. He does a lot of. He did another horror film too, that I really liked him in. I think he's a great actor. Wish he was one of the ones that lived at the end, and they maybe got rid of some of these other people.
Yeah, I mean, look, other than that, it's, you know, if you could just, again, suspend disbelief, try not to think too hard about it, it's entertaining, it's good, it's brutal, it's got a lot of good violence in it. I think the twist was interesting, even though it was a little flat. The, you know, again, they do the same final scene where it's like the killers could just kill them, but instead they decide to like talk for 20 minutes instead of actually killing them. And of course, that gives people enough time to get away. But you know,
Yeah.
other than that, I did like it. I liked it a lot more than I thought I would.
It's like those old like comic
It's like
book like
Batman, yeah.
shows like Batman with the
Where the Joker
Penguin,
tells you
the
like his whole
Joker.
plan.
It's gonna
Yeah.
talk 15 minutes and walk you through every single detail, and it's like, all right, thanks for letting me know that. Oh, and here's my friend who finally showed up and he's gonna take care of this. And now we could go save everyone because you outlaid the plan for everyone. So
Yeah.
I mean, through all that though, I'm gonna say this. It's a very entertaining film. I think it just added such a spark to this film and to really move away from like the Sydney, the Gale, the Dewey, and all that, because they're tired now, and I don't even like when they're in the next one or anything. Like I think the direction for this franchise is to move on and keep these younger, fresh characters. It's just more exciting. It moves quicker, like hearing,
But the seventh one seems to like, and again, this is just a trailer.
yeah, it's
It
a
really seems to
trailer.
focus on Neve Campbell. I know they introduce her daughter as like another character, but she seems to be the main focus. I don't know if they just did that for fans because fans were kind of
think
like
they
pissed that
did
she wasn't in
it.
the sixth one.
I think it's probably going to be about her
I hope
daughter is what
so.
I
I hope so.
guess. And Ghostface looks super brutal in that one. And honestly, like listening to David Arquette like mull through his lines, like, oh God, I can't, you know? And
Yeah, look, and I hate the Gale Weathers character. Like, I highly dislike that character. He's annoying. I don't like the Sydney character either. I do, they're in this, like, they're in it more than I would have liked, but they are limited in this movie. Gale Weathers is in the next one, and again, she's in it a bunch. I wish she was in it less, but
me
it's
too.
not like she's probably maybe a third of the movie, like, which is fine, but I wish she was in it less, but that's my opinion. I'm sure there's probably more people wanted her probably in it more than not. So, because you have those fans, like the Halloween people that want Jamie Lee Curtis, and I'm over it. Like, I'm like, no more Jamie Lee Curtis. Like, it's gonna be something different.
And like they always say that it's like, is Halloween without Jamie Lee Curtis? And I'm gonna say this. Yes. It is. And I think Scream could be Scream without these legacy characters, because I think they were great when they were young and we felt the same way about them as we felt when we were young. And then young people watching the young characters now, they're like, oh, I like these characters. But watching these old characters, like, oh my God, they're so like boring and played out. And like, honestly, I'm watching them too for this many years, and I'm like, God, they're boring, they're played out, you know? So they could kill them. They could literally kill them all off. And I'm not gonna, like, they did their part. They did their job. They moved the franchise. They passed the torch. I think it's time to move on to these new characters. I know that Melissa Barrera is not in the new one, which is super, super disappointing, because I'm a huge fan of hers, and I know that there's probably contract things and stuff like that,
You
and a
know
lot
what
of
though? I'll
people.
say they did her part. Like, her and Jenna Ortega did their part. Their story to me is told. Like,
Oh, okay.
I'd want to go, if I was going to do another Scream movie, a completely different direction altogether. Like, let's bring in new characters. Like, we don't, like, we did, they did their story. They had their two movies. I agree though. I like her a lot. I think she's the best part of the movie is Melissa Barrera. I would absolutely, and this next one too. Absolutely, she's the
Oh
best
yeah,
part of the movie.
for sure. I actually like her more in the next one. I think she was just kind of warming up to being like a star in Scream 5, and I think she shines even more in Scream 6.
I
But
think in a
yeah.
horror movie, like a franchise, and this is again just my opinion, it's probably not the opinion of most people. Two movies and like let's move on. Let's do something different. Keep the killers, obviously. You can't have Scream without Ghostface. Like, and
You need that.
I still say the Ghostface mask is still really cool. Like, he looks cool.
It's awesome,
Like,
yeah.
yeah, it's holds up, but like let's do something different. Like, you could still reference like all the old stuff, but like let's two movies. Good. I'm ready to move on. Three at the most. Three at the most, and then let's do something different. So, okay, let's wrap this one up so we get to the next one. What would you rate this 0 to 5 Bloody Knives? And what I will say is we do play a little drinking game on this show, and we haven't really played it in a minute because we've been doing the horror challenge. But how it works is the number of Bloody Knives Jerry gives a movie are the number of seconds I need to drink for, and vice versa. So the stakes are high here. So Jerry, what do you give this 0 to 5?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I think it's a good film. I watch it all the time. This is the first time I watched it and took notes, but honestly, within the last 2 months, it's probably the third time I watched it. You know, I watch it a lot. I like it. I give it a four. Four Bloody
Okay.
Knives. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I figure. I like it a lot too, even though I did say there's a bunch of things I don't like. I'm gonna give it a 3.5.
Well,
It would be a 4 if more people died.
I am shocked that you're
No,
even giving it that high. So, yeah.
I liked it a lot more than I thought I would. I was into it. I thought it was a really good way to reboot a dead franchise for the most part. So I
Oh,
thought it
yeah,
was
for
I
sure.
gave it great. So let's drink to that. Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm gonna
I'll definitely
re-pour
take
a
those three and a
little.
half sips because,
Good.
you know, it's been a while since I did it. So, Rich, I think I asked you a while ago about this. You know, these Scream films, they have two directors. And that's
The new
like,
ones, right? Yeah.
yeah, the new ones, you know. And I always ask, like, you know, is there any sort of benefit of having two directors on a film set? And you know, where did we land with that? Why do you think they went with two directors for like these next two films?
I think it could be two things. One, these are just people that just work together for whatever reason, or two, they didn't trust one person And one person like did most of the work, and the other person was kind of just there just in case someone fucked up. Because I don't really know. It doesn't, I don't really get why you would have two directors on a movie. Like, it's too many, like, you can't be on the same page about everything, and like you're gonna have to like compromise too much. Like, I feel like a film should be one person's vision. Now, I know, again, these big studio movies, there's like 100 people at the studio that are like telling you what to do, and it's not really one person's movie anyway. But it just seems like annoying, unless, again, they split it up where they did something where, okay, look, I'm gonna be the one that really works with the actors, and I want you to really work on making sure the shots are right. And they split it up that way, because I will say directing is a lot. You're wearing a lot of different hats. Sometimes you don't have enough time to really work with the actors because you're busy doing all the other bullshit. So maybe they're doing that, like where it's they split the duties some way, versus like everybody like who says action? You know, who says cut? Like, how do you like, I don't know how you figure that out. And
I guess someone has to be assigned. I looked into these guys a little bit because honestly, I didn't know too much about them. It is what is Matt Bettinelli? No, is that their names? I can't think of their
Matt
names.
Bettinelli-Olpin and Tyler Gillette, I'm assuming is how you say
Tyler
it.
Gillette. Yeah, Tyler
Look,
Gillette or
also on this
Gillette.
movie, like I'm looking at Scream 6 right now, there's three writers, which also seems
Oh,
like too much, like which
seems
means
like
like
too many
too many
cooks in the
cooks.
kitchen.
Yeah, which shows in this movie, in part 6 when we get to it. But yeah, I don't really see the benefit. Like, I don't want to. I like so my very first film I did co-direct with somebody, and luckily for me, they didn't really I basically was kind of running the show for a lot of the part. They did kind of take over on certain things. Like, it was a female director, and like it was my first time doing movies with a lot of love scenes. And it was helpful for them to kind of really work with the actresses there, because
For sure.
they probably got a different performance than I would have
Yeah.
got. So like it was appreciated for that. And look, also sometimes you do like maybe you do want to get someone's opinion, like what do you think about this? And that's helpful. But I will feel like it could easily get like where you're stepping on each other's toes, and it's a lot. I wouldn't ever do it again. And it's funny, like someone reached out to me and they wanted to like co-direct a new Madroid movie with me, and I was like, why would I do it with you? Like, not that you're not like you could be amazing, but like I
I
it's
mean,
I,
Major's already a cult classic, so why do you need
yeah
anyone fucking with
yeah like I
that?
need to be my vision. If it's gonna be, if my name's gonna be on it, like I don't want it to be like, because then it's like I don't want to be like, well, that part sucked. Oh yeah, that was his fault.
That's his fault. Yeah, the main point. Yeah, no, I feel
Like I'd rather take all the credit, all the blame. Like
all the
all on me.
blame.
All on me if
So.
it fucked up.
So what I want to say is I did look at these guys and it turns
Okay.
out that they direct a lot of films together. Like all their films. It's
Which
just
just
these
seems
two
odd to
guys.
me. Like, do
It
it yourself,
which is
man.
odd. So I thought this was a good opportunity for us to do a little director check-in
Okay.
and play a little game we haven't played in ages. We probably haven't
Okay.
played this since season one.
Shit.
And it's the old
Throwback.
thumbs up, thumbs down game. And we're gonna play with these directors. They made a couple films together. Most of them are horror films, luckily, and we've probably seen most of these
Are you
films. So,
sure? I don't know if I have.
no, you have.
Okay.
You
Okay.
have. So, I figure we play this game, which we haven't played in a while. So, thumbs up, thumbs down. I'm just gonna ask you the film, and if you say thumbs up, I'm gonna drink. If you say thumbs
Okay.
down, you're gonna drink. And if you didn't see it, you're gonna drink.
Fuck. I'm actually on I'm on IMDb right now, and I'm like, I don't think I've seen that many movies, but okay, let's maybe
Well,
I'm missing one.
here we go. I'll start off pretty easy. So they did a movie called Ready or Not. I think you've probably seen that, right? So
No,
th
I've never
oh, you
seen
have
it.
it. All
Yeah.
right, so then you got to take a sip.
Did you
Okay.
see it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. That
Is it good?
was
Because it didn't look very good
a
to
good
me.
movie. It's okay. I mean, I guess I'll do it too. I would give it a thumbs up.
That means I have to drink, right?
Yes. So I give it a thumbs up because
You
I
know what,
liked
though?
it.
I didn't drink much in the last episode, so I'll take my
Okay, all
lumps.
right. They directed a segment in Southbound, so I don't know exactly which one it was, but you could just give it a thumbs up or thumbs down overall, what you're thinking about the
Okay, hold
entire
on. Southbound. I feel like I've seen that's an
How's that?
anthology.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I
Yeah.
think, I watched it for the challenge last year. I
Yeah,
liked it.
it's a
I
good
liked
one.
it.
Yeah.
Thumbs
Okay,
up.
so
Thumbs
thumbs
up.
up. All right. All right, so I don't know if you saw this one. It's called Devil's Due.
Nope. That's
Okay,
me
so you got a
drinking.
drink. All
Did you see
right.
it?
No, I did not. So I'm going to take a sip too. Here's one called Abigail.
I liked Abigail. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. And
I was shocked I liked
I'm giving it a
Abigail.
thumbs up too, so we're both taking a sip here.
Oh, thumbs down, we don't drink. Okay.
Thumbs down thumbs down. I would thumbs up the other person drinks.
Got it,
All
got it.
right. Yeah. All right. So I mean we could do Scream 5. I think we both gave that a
Thumbs up.
thumbs up. And there's one more, but I'm not gonna do it to the end because that's gonna be Scream 6, and I'm not quite sure how we feel about that yet. And I don't want to ruin the anticipation of what's about to happen as we move to Scream 6. So that was a quick
Okay, that's
director's
nice and easy.
check in there. We haven't done that in a long time. We usually do it for like major directors, you know, like
Well, you know
Wes
what?
Craven,
Since
John Carpenter.
we're playing games, let's do it with Wes Craven.
Oh boy, I don't have his list in
I got
front
it
of
right
me, but
here.
you got it. I will absolutely do it.
I'm not gonna do all of them because like he's got tons of
He
films.
probably has 10. Are they all horror? Probably not,
He's got
right?
31 films, so as director.
Let's do 10 max.
I'm gonna do five. I'm gonna do five. Hold on, let me just get the
All right,
director ones up.
so
Okay. I'm gonna skip the Scream ones because we already talked about those. People Under the Stairs.
thumbs down, I have to drink.
Thumbs down.
Okay.
Deadly Friend.
You saw it. I did not. So I don't know what you're going to give it, but I have to drink because I didn't see it.
Thumbs down.
So you drink because you gave it a thumbs down. It's not helping you
Yeah.
at all.
Last House on the Left.
Ah, do I like that though?
That's a tough
Oh,
one. I don't know if I do or not.
I
It's
don't know if I
tough.
would say. I'm just gonna take the sip for that one because like I can't say I like the film, but it's a good film.
I'm in
I
the
can't.
middle. I'm split on it. Yeah. It's like, look, it's a one of those movies that's like a kind of like quote unquote groundbreaking kind of movie for the time, but it's hard to like. Okay,
It's hard to like.
Hills Have Eyes.
I don't like it.
I'm
Thumbs
not a huge
down.
fan of it either. Yeah.
What you find some movies
I'll
that
give two
we
more. I'll give two more. Shocker.
I like
I know you do.
it. So I'm
And
not
I give it a
drinking for
thumbs
that, but you
down.
gotta drink. Oh
All
man, so you
right.
gotta take two sips of that one because
Fuck.
I give it a thumbs
All
up.
right, last one I'm gonna give it, and he's got a
Okay.
lot more. I'm gonna give one more.
Okay.
The Serpent and the Rainbow.
I don't remember it enough, so I'm gonna say I didn't see it, so I have to drink.
And I actually love that movie. I'm gonna give it a thumbs up.
So I gotta take two sips.
Yeah, falls apart in the end, but I do like that movie a lot. All right, so that was two rounds of the thumbs up, thumbs down drinking game.
And I give
I thumbs up. Yeah, I see why we haven't played it since season one because I had a lot of
that.
sips. All right, so let's get
Oh.
into Scream 6 from
What?
2023.
Okay.
So this takes place a year or so after the events of Scream 5. The plot is after surviving the latest Woodsboro murders, that being Scream 5, a group of teens moved to New York City hoping for a fresh start, only to find a new killer picking up where the last Ghostface killer left off. Scream takes Manhattan, and I will say it's just like every like 90s teen TV show that like they all like the whole group ends up moving to New York City. Like it's not just like one person goes off to college and they all end up going to the same place. And I thought it was like, you know, I think New York City's a cool setting, so I'm not mad at that. I do think it is kind of like, you know, odd that like all of these people, like why would they move there? Like, you know, like they moved from California all the way to New York City to, after surviving a horrific murder. Like it just seemed like an odd thing. You know, look, the two main characters, Jenna Ortega and her older sister, are coping with the trauma in different ways. Jenna Ortega seems completely fine. Sam is, you know, not doing too well. She's been in therapy for 6 months and, you know, hasn't told the therapist until today the reason why she's in therapy, which I thought was odd. This movie, okay, it has a lot of the same violence as the first movie, so it is pretty brutal and graphic. The plot holes are like triple in this. There's so much that is like ridiculous and doesn't make sense. It's probably one of the like most poorly written of the Scream films, I will say. It's like, and I think we just said that there's three writers on this. You could tell because this, like, the script is a fucking mess in
Yeah,
this
no one
movie.
read what the other person wrote for
Yeah,
sure.
and I'm not gonna say yet that it's a bad movie or a bad film. Like, it is, like, enjoyable, it is entertaining, but it is really poorly written. They do bring back Hayden Panettiere from Scream
Yeah,
4,
four. That
which
was great.
I had seen this before I saw Scream 4, so I had no idea really anything about her character. It's a very odd movie. It feels very different than the other Scream movies, and I think you could see that right from the opening scene, which has a very different opening scene where a woman is waiting for her date at the bar. He can't find the bar for whatever reason. So some because this
He's a
would happen.
transplant. He's a New
There,
York
yeah,
transplant. He don't
he
know where
No, that's fine. It's fine that he
the
can't find the
fuck
bar. But what's ridiculous is, like, this woman, like, will wander into a dark alleyway to try to
Yeah.
find this guy that she clearly doesn't. Like, he's like, "Oh, I'm in the alleyway. Can't you see me?" No, I'm just gonna walk 20 feet more into the alley. It's absolutely ridiculous. Like, it. The whole movie's, like, full of,
So
like, this would never happen kind of shit. But
I want to talk about it. I think that cold open is probably the best cold open out of all the Screams because I
really
mean,
explain.
oh my God, because I mean, just the setting. I mean, you're at some downtown bar. It's Samara Weaving. She's clearly just kind of nervous doing like this Tinder date kind of thing. The guy she's meeting clearly is not like a real New Yorker, so I can understand like why she would believe that maybe he got turned around
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
and didn't, you know, really know where he was going. So she does get lured outside.
But she is a New Yorker and she knows
She
better
isn't
than to
New
walk into an
Yorker,
alley.
and she does go into an alley, which again, you know, she dropped her guard because she was nervous, you know, being on this date. And it's clearly like, you know, it's right before Halloween. I think it's the day before
Which was cool. It was cool that they
Halloween.
did this right before
And
Halloween, at
yeah, the
least.
setting was super, super cool. And there are like, you're not going to go down any block in New York City and it's going to be empty. I'll tell you that right
Right.
now. There's not a block in New York City you could go down. So she had
Not
to
at,
go
like,
down that
8 o'clock
alley.
at night or
Yeah.
7 o'clock at night.
Yeah. She had to go down that alley to get killed. And what I think was such a New York thing is that when she went down that alley, all of a sudden, this dude pops out. He starts stabbing her. She starts screaming, and no one looks.
Which
And
is
that's just
real.
because
That's how New
New
York would
Yorkers
be.
don't fucking
Yeah.
get involved, man.
Yeah.
We're not, you know, we're not looking down alleys. We're not looking where someone's screaming over there. I'm going this way. You know,
Yeah,
it's
no,
like a new
I get
that
it.
was so New York to me, and it was dark and it was gritty, and I thought that was like super entertaining. I liked it. I again, you had this huge actress, and she's killed off. You know, we didn't know, was she going to be the new Tara? Was she going to be the new Sam? No, she's dead. She's done. She's out of the story, and they introduced something that I thought was really interesting. A guy practicing. Because he was a wannabe ghost face. Like he wanted to be a ghost face. He wanted to hit that level. And like, how do you get there? How do you get good at being a ghost face? Like, you know, Richie and, you know, Amber were in the last one. Like, how do you get good at killing people? How do you do that? You got to practice. And I think this was just great, kind of show like the evolution of these people that get caught up in the film, they hear about these murders and they want to be a part of it. And I just thought it was a cool opening. So I'm gonna say it was a great opening.
Okay, yeah, I thought it was a little ridiculous, but,
You could
look,
disagree. It's absolutely
yeah,
fine.
I
It's
disagree with
actually one
you.
of my favorite parts.
Okay, I disagree with you there, but that's completely fine. I think one thing this movie does too, a lot of it's, again, the ridiculousness, like how Ghostface can get into people's apartments and them not know. Like, there's a scene where, again, they're all crammed in. I think Sam and Jenna Ortega and a roommate live in this apartment building in New York City, and at some point Ghostface is in their
Yeah,
apartment,
it's
and
like a
he's
two bedroom. It's like
kill
700 square
like
feet.
yeah like how did he just happen to get into
Yeah.
their apartment and, like, kill everybody without
Yeah.
anybody knowing? Like, there's a few scenes like that, which it's just poorly
Well,
written. It's
it does
just
play into who the actual ghost face are, so clearly he would be allowed
right, maybe they
there.
let him in, but, like, it just seems like, how did nobody notice
Yeah.
that?
I think you would notice like someone like it like none of these are like houses. They're not big houses. They're not like
Yeah, it's
home
a small
invasion.
apartment. Yeah.
Like the whole concept of a home invasion film is you need that house which is the setting to be big enough where different things could happen and it's not going to affect like what's happening right next to you because you hear it. So here you have these tiny New York City apartments. If anything is happening, you're going to hear it.
You're gonna know what your roommate's
You're
doing. Like
6 feet
it,
away.
yeah.
You're 6 feet. There is no house. There are no doors. There are no hallways. There's nothing like that. It's a New York City apartment. So yeah, I thought that was pretty.
Again, like maybe like they let him in the day before and he's been hiding in the closet the whole time. It's
Wow, that's
possible. Yeah,
yeah,
but
maybe.
it's possible, but it's
But
ridiculous.
nobody opened up that closet door in like 2 days or something. I mean, it's just, yeah, I mean,
There's a
it's a
lot of
little.
stuff like that. I'm just making one, but there's a
No,
lot of like it's
they
loose.
do
It's very loose.
the banana peels. They need it. They
Yeah.
need it. They're not gonna like connect it too hard because then it's like, well, it's not realistic. So they just make it so it works. I'm gonna say a lot of things I like about this film.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna go as far as say that, and this is gonna be a bold statement right now,
Oh shit.
and I just played like two drinking games in a row. This is actually my favorite Scream film because I just
Because it takes place in New
love.
York or
Yes,
because it's okay.
I think it's gritty. The setting, the atmosphere. I think the brutality is ramped up. I think a lot of the situations they're in is super awesome. And I'm gonna tell you my favorite scene right now. My favorite scene is when Sam and Tara hear on the news that there was the killing of that guy Jason, and that there was a ghost face mask found. So right away, Sam's like, "We're getting out of here." Tara's like, "I don't want to go." Blah blah blah. So they walk outside and they get the call from Richie, and now they know things are going like in a bad direction, and that now Ghostface is, onto them, and there's the voice, and they're all freaked out, and they're walking down like this New York street, and literally everyone on the street has a phone in their hand, everyone's talking, so now you don't know who it is, and then boom, Ghostface jumps out after them. They run around the corner into the bodega, and I love this scene.
It's
I
a great
think this is
scene. I
one of the
agree.
best
I agree.
scenes in Scream. Is this the bodega scene where they run in, they're screaming, and people are just like pissed off at him because that's how I am. I'm like, I'm trying to get a fucking sandwich here. What are you doing? And it's like, no, someone's trying to kill us. But like, yeah, fuck you, man. I can get my coffee,
You know what's funny? I watched it with someone who's from LA and they were saying like, "Oh my God, he should call the police." And I'm like, "He's not gonna call the police. I guarantee you he was a shotgun under that because I
Yeah,
know you're a
exactly.
woman."
You didn't
And he
call the
did. He
police. Yeah,
did.
he had the shotgun.
I
It's the same guy that is always behind the counter. He definitely
was
has a shotgun. It's the same
like,
customers who are always going
"Yeah."
to be there. And I just thought that was great. Ghostface pops in. He looks raw in this one with the weather mask, and the
Well, I thought
robe
they did
looks
was cool is
sick.
that they used multiple different masks and robes, right? They used one from each movie, which I thought was pretty cool. You
Really
get to see
bringing
all of them.
relevance. Yeah, bringing relevance to the mask, the robe, who was wearing them. I mean, this is fandom at its best. And again, kind of like building that secondary story about like these people who are like getting caught up in the movie, getting caught up in the real life story. And they're going to be fans of the serial killers. There are going to be fans of the movie. And that's really like what this movie thrives on, is finding those people. And then when you call it out, you blatantly call it out, like, this is the mask that a serial killer wore. There were probably a million people like, oh, I want that mask. Like, if you had a knife right here and it's like, oh, Jeffrey Dahmer had this knife, it would probably go for $1 million on eBay because someone like everyone would want it. Why? I don't know, but that's how things are, and they work. This film works off of that. They work off of those super fans. They work off those feelings. And I just thought that was so cool that they bring a lot of relevance to the mask. They make the mask different. They make the, he looks tough. I mean, I think Ghostface looks really tough in this one. But then when he gets a hold of that shotgun, that's just something, I don't know if I've ever saw that before in a Scream film,
I
where
don't think he's ever had a
now,
gun
yeah,
before.
now
Well,
he
they have had a gun, but not as
But not
Ghostface.
like, yeah, not like, like he has a shotgun, and now he's like going to have. I mean, that was so cool. I loved it. They're shooting that Coors, and I know you're a huge fan of Coors Banquet, but yeah, they're shooting that Coors. I think this film clearly was sponsored by Coors because it's everywhere. That's definitely my favorite scene. I love it. They somehow escape. The police are finally there, even though it's New York, and there was probably a cop. cop like a block away. But
Yeah,
I mean,
that happens a
I
lot in this
love
where the
that.
cops never show up. So
Yeah.
okay, so two things. Oh, the first thing is, like, they do show that the killers in this are huge fans of Scream and Stab, and they have basically every piece of memorabilia that ever existed from all of these kills, which, like you said, would have cost tons of money. And they kind of loosely explain how someone might have gotten access to it. There's no way someone could have got all of that stuff. Like, especially the person who secured it, like, was not a
Yeah.
millionaire. Like,
No,
he was a
a lot of
civil
it was
servant.
probably stolen, I'm guessing,
But
or favors or things like.
it's a little loose. But what I will say is, look, I'm also like you, where if a movie takes place in New York City, I appreciate it. It's got a cool look to it, a cool feel to it. This movie, though, wasn't shot in New York City. So, like, did you feel that this really felt like New York? Because they shot it in Montreal. It was shot in
Yeah.
Montreal.
So like the bodega scene,
Well,
yeah,
that's a set, right? That's clearly a set.
things like that. Yeah, but you could tell like by the roads and the streets, but honestly the way they filmed the subway, absolutely
They
perfect.
did make it, I think they did a
Absolutely
decent
spot
job.
on like capturing what Halloween in New York City is like. Capturing the subway on Halloween was absolutely spot on. When they all get kind of separated trying to get onto the subway, that happens all the time. There are so many times where I like that's my subway. I gotta jump on it, man. I didn't get on it because I just got like the door shut, man. There was no room for me. I'm not getting in there. And I thought like just the crowd of it, the people you see on there, and the whole setup to it, I thought that was like spot on. So I did like that. I did like a lot of things like that. Yeah, I think they did a good job.
Yeah, and I think the subway scene that they do is really creepy. It's really tense. That's where, like, the ghost face does end up, stabbing Mindy multiple times. However, even though she's stabbed multiple times on the subway, 2 hours later, she's able to leave the hospital herself and be
Run.
completely fine and have not a scratch on her. So, like,
A
that's,
bowie knife. She got stabbed with a bowie knife.
and is able to, like, not only just leave the hospital but be, like, ready to run a marathon. Ridiculous. Like, that's the huge problem I have with this movie, other than it is, again, really poorly written. When you get to the last 5 minutes of it, it's just like, are you serious? Like, how are these people? Again, Jenna Ortega just got stabbed multiple times. She's not going to the hospital. She's just gonna walk off with
She's
her
gonna go
sister
home.
somewhere.
She's
Like,
like, put a
it's like, come
band-aid on
on.
it.
Like, you didn't, like, it didn't need to, like, wrap up, like, with a nice little bow like that. Like, you could have, even if you didn't want to kill the characters off, which, they should have killed off Courtney Cox. They should have killed off Mindy. They should have killed off Mindy's brother, who got stabbed brutally.
Chad,
They could have killed them
yeah, he
off.
got stabbed by both ghost faces
Yeah,
multiple
multiple
times.
times, and is, like, completely fine.
Everyone else
Like,
died. Everyone else died that got stabbed by a ghost face multiple times. He's fine. He's good.
and like, again, like, Ghostface clearly, like, knows how to kill. Like, he just decided to, like, miss organs on these people. It just seems, it's odd to me that they, like, wrapped it up that way. It just seemed odd. Like, it's like, why? What was the point? Like, unless they're like, oh, we got to have these people in the sequel. They're not, like, it's like they're that great a character. Like, who gives a shit about Mindy, really?
Yeah, I don't love the Mindy and Chad characters. I
Mindy's at
like,
least interesting because she explains, like, she's
yeah,
the Jamie Kennedy
she's
character.
yeah, we need her. Chad is all right. I liked him better in Hard Eyes.
Oh, yeah, that's
but
right. That is
but
that. He was good in Hard
yeah,
Eyes.
but yeah, I don't love them. I don't know why they did that, and it you're right, like these attacks are brutal, and like the ghost face knife is like some sort of hunting knife, some sort of bowie knife, and I mean they sink that thing all the way in. It's like, how are you doing anything? How
Like,
are
not only
you
did they survive,
fighting?
they're fine.
Like,
Like,
how are
they're
you
like.
fighting? How are you doing anything? I think if see what I thought, see, and they're not consistent because the scene you were talking about with the apartment where Ghostface gets in, that was one of the most brutal Ghostface attacks in the entire franchise.
I
Like
agree.
everybody is getting fucked up
It was intense. It was
during
an
this
awesome scene.
attack.
Yeah,
I
it was a good
mean,
scene.
Mindy gets sliced and it's a slice, but there is like blood pouring out of her. So you're like, she's useless. She can't help. Her girlfriend Annika got stabbed. She almost got gutted because
Yeah.
they were lifting that knife up. She's done. She can't do anything. Everyone's fucked up. Sam got fucked up. And now they have to escape. But I mean, during that scene, there was just blood everywhere. And Ghostface was going nuts. And I just thought that was like probably one of the most brutal scenes. And also probably one of the most realistic because, the one character didn't make it. And she had a horrible death, I thought. And we thought that Quinn died. I don't want to give too much away here. I don't know if you guys saw it. I don't know if we're giving away spoilers, but she was attacked. Thought that she would be dead. I mean, everyone was catching it. It was just such a brutal attack, and I like that. And you thought these people were like fucked up, but then later on, a worse attack, and they're fine. Like they're active. They're fighting. They're not limited in any way. Where in the first attack, she could barely move her arm because she got her arm sliced. So how is she going to cross the ladder? Because her arm is sliced, but then she gets stabbed and she could run.
Yeah, it's just really bad
Inconsistent,
writing, and just not
inconsistent.
necessary. Like, it just, you could just reference her, like, oh, she's, but I get it. They wanted to have that like heartfelt moment, the core four, like, okay, moral, but it's just silly. Like, it's like this movie went from being a movie made for adults to being made for like children, like in the span of 5 minutes. And again, this is just the end of the movie, so it's
That's
like,
the end. I think it's
but
definitely
that's
a
what I
dark film, though, with
remember.
the.
That's what I remember, right? I remember being in the theater and being like, I was into the movie kind of, and then I remember walking out of it like, oh, that sucked. Like, and this time I liked it a little better than the, because I didn't spend, $50 to go see it. I watched it at home on Paramount Plus, so it was a lot easier. But I remember being really disappointed like the first time, but that like just ruined it for me. I was like, why'd you have to do that? I was like at a good place, and then like, yeah.
Yeah,
But that's
that
how
is
these scream
def
movies go. They all
yeah,
do kind of shit
it's
like that.
messy, but for me, it's like the brutality, kind of bringing in all that memorabilia, I think
It looked cool.
is
It looked
such a
cool.
unique twist. The attacks are brutal. New York City setting, I like that. I like when Gail was attacked. Again, this was another one of those situations where her boyfriend, who's a nameless character, just catches it.
Brutally, yeah.
Gail somehow survives, but also Gail pulls out a gun, and she lives in some sort of Upper West Side apartment, and she's firing her gun in the apartment. And one Ghostface does not just say, "I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Let me leave." He's just taunting her. And that was another thing I'm going to talk about in one second is the con I don't like the direction we went with that. I mean, my wife watched Six with me, so I'll get to that in a second. But also where it's like, they're shooting, no cops came. Where's the security
Also, like,
in this Upper
comes
West
into the
Side
building?
building?
Fucking Jenna Ortega and her sister
And,
barge through the door.
they got first. They
They
got
never would have
first.
got into the elevator. Like, they would have not gotten past the doorman.
How do you get into there? You need to swipe a card to get up in
Yeah,
those
they
top
never
floors.
would have, but they were able to make it.
But they
And
were
then like,
first. They were
and
first.
the cop, they were first. And who was second? The paramedics. No
Paramedics,
cops
cops.
came after that. How did the paramedics even know to even be there? Like, it just made no sense. Like, cops
That
come, call the paramedics. Like, that's how it works.
was ridiculous. And I'm gonna tell you what the biggest problem I
Yeah,
had
yeah.
with this film, and it annoyed the shit out of me after the first time, which is right in the beginning of the film. The second time, the third time, the fourth time it happened to me. Every time there's like a brutal attack, it's like something you're talking to Ghostface on the phone and you're having like a
Yeah, I know what you're gonna
conversation
say. I know what you're gonna say.
and you're gonna get attacked. But why are you distract? Why are you talking on the phone? Like when you're in a life and death situation, you know what I'm saying? So like
Put that
Gail
fucking phone
knows.
down,
Yeah,
yeah.
Gail knows that Ghostface is in her apartment. Her boyfriend's dead. He's on the floor. She's having a conversation. You wouldn't even like to be even remotely distracted in some sort of life and death situation is ridiculous. The same thing with the detective when he's in the theater. He's sitting there on the phone and he's shooting randomly
While
when
holding one
yeah,
phone,
well,
yeah.
holding the phone and there's a life and death situation here. It happens all the time. It happened with Jason in the beginning. It happened with, almost every single character where they just get caught up on the phone. It's like, I'm not going to sit there and talk to you on the phone when you're attacking me. Like, there's like, oh, they want to throw their clever, funny lines in. Like, you wouldn't do that if you really thought you were going to die. You would just hang up that phone and pay attention. That's.
I'll go one step further. Not only what I find even more ridiculous about it is, okay, Courteney Cox gave the situation. She's in an apartment. It's a big apartment. You
She's
don't
rich. I'll
hear.
give her that.
She's rich.
Yeah.
She's
Yeah.
got
I'll
a
give
big
her that. I'll
apartment.
give her
Okay,
that.
so
Yeah.
she's talking to somebody on the phone who's also in her apartment and she doesn't know where he is. Wouldn't you hear? Like,
Hear?
oh,
You
he's
hear
in that
them. He's in
closet
the
right
door.
there.
He's it's a
And they do this
door.
in I think all this happens in all of the Scream movies where it's like you would literally hear them talking like in the other
Like, wait a
room. Yeah. And like, how do they, you know what I mean? Like, and all these
minute.
places are confined areas. And I know they could maybe explain it. Okay, well, there's a second ghost face and maybe he's in a different place. But how would you know all the things that are happening
That are
unless you're there?
happening.
It's like, so that's the more ridiculous part to me is like, how do you not
That
hear
are
them in
the,
the other room?
you got a good point there because there is a voice modulator and it has to be amplified through that. So they couldn't whisper. They would
No,
have to
it's they're not
talk at a
whispering.
certain they
Yeah.
would have to talk at a certain volume for that to go through. Huge plot hole. Hate it. It's annoying. And I'm gonna go with another plot hole. Even though I just said I preface this all by saying I love this film.
Yeah,
I
yeah. It
did love that subway scene. I loved it.
was
But
a good
how the
scene.
hell was there a ghost face on the same subway, in the same car
They
as
barely got on the
Mindy.
train.
They
Yeah.
didn't like there was the chances I can't even calculate like what like I can't even fathom. It's I'm gonna say it's impossible. I mean it's not plausible for that to happen and you really have to like really forget a lot about reality to think that that's possible that there is a ghost face that would know that one of them would miss a train. They have to get on the train before them, or at least at the same time, get in the same car, and then attack. Like,
On around Halloween when it's
around Hollow,
insanely
like,
crowded.
it's impossible if you got
Yeah.
into the wrong car, or if you got in the stop before because you knew, like, that, like, you got word that Mindy missed the train. Like, you couldn't even move cars to get, I mean, it was just so. Like, I was like, that's impossible. There's like a 5 minute window for that to actually happen. Like, that person would have, like, it's impossible. I'm gonna say it's
Yeah.
impossible. I don't think it was even possible because we know that, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but we know that there was only one ghost face that could have possibly have done that. And how would they get on that car? Like,
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. It's impossible.
yeah. So like, you have to really either be in a mode where you're just like going to talk shit about this movie the whole time, which was the mode I was in when I watched it, which helped me like it. Like, it helped me like it that I was watching it with somebody and we were literally just calling out every plot hole, every like ridiculous
That's
thing,
funny.
and that made it entertaining. You need to have to do that or completely suspend all disbelief because like
That's what I do.
the movies are all ridiculous. But they get more ridiculous, but this is like so over the top.
I laugh at the issues that I
You
think are
have to. It's
ridiculous, but
so
I
look,
do.
at the end of the day, it is a slasher movie. It tries to be a little more elevated, which it's kind of not really elevated, but it's a slasher movie. And I will say, for a slasher movie, it's probably better than most. And I'm not saying I like love this movie. I like it was decent for me. I would say it was decent. I liked it more than I thought I would. This one is the longest Scream movie of the franchise. I feel like it did not need to be. It did drag a bit. I feel like they could have and it, like they could have easily cut like and I say they cut a half hour every movie. They could have cut like 10, 15 minutes out of this.
They
Like
could have cut a
it
lot out of the theater. Yeah,
yeah,
for
it
sure.
does kind of the last act does take a
Yeah, they
while.
could cut 10 minutes out of that theater for
Yeah.
sure. Yeah.
Because it does, it's not, I wouldn't say it gets into like final girl fatigue mode, but it does kind of like drag on a bit.
Look,
But
it's
look,
close.
all that said, I did like it more than I thought I did. I didn't like it in the theater because I was pissed I spent money on it. At home, I liked it a little bit more. Do you have anything more to say about it before we kind of wrap it up?
No, I think we're good on it, and I did say I do like this film, and I do watch it often, and it's
I'd watch it
definitely
again.
one of my favorites, and that's just for different reasons. I don't watch it for the plot, I like the brutality, I like the setting, I like the atmosphere, I like a lot of the characters. I find it fun. I find it funny. It's it's just it's almost a comfort film for me, I think, at this point. I've watched it so many times. It'll probably be, if I use that theme next year of horror comfort film, it might be my horror comfort film for
Really?
next year.
Wow.
Yeah, I watch it all the time.
So, okay, so scale of 0 to 5, what are you going to rate it? You gave the other one a four.
Yeah, this is a top one for me. It's my favorite. So I'm getting 4.5 because I
What?
like
You like this
it.
one better
I
than the
like
other
this. I
one?
love it. I love this. I love it, man. I love it. You know, I'm just like, I do. I do.
All right, look, you like
I
what you
think,
like.
listen, I think, Melissa Barrera, I think she really becomes like a hero in this
I
film. I
agree.
think her
She's
character,
good.
but also her character is so much darker in this film. I do like her a lot. I like a lot of the little other stories going on. I like, the cute boy next door. I think he's kind of funny and an interesting character. And I like the monotonous stuff where they're sitting there and they're eating dinner and they're talking. And there's so many things that I like about this film. I watch it all the time. So 4.5, I'm sticking with
You
it.
know, it's really funny. So there's a scene early on where the therapist is like sitting
Yeah.
home in his
Dr. Stone,
pajamas,
yeah.
Dr. Stone, he's drinking and like watching like horror movie.
Yeah, I love it.
And you get the feeling that it's nighttime, but then he goes to the front door and it's like daytime, which was like shocking to me. And then I said out loud, I'm like, look at this guy. He's like just sitting home during the day, like drinking, watching horror movies. And my friend looked over at me and was like, what do you think we're fucking doing right now? I was like, oh yeah, this guy is me. I'm like, holy
It's like it's
shit.
3 p.m. You're drinking, having a nice scotch, and watching a
Yeah, just
horror
watching a
film.
horror movie in my drawers. Like, I'm like,
It's
holy shit,
like you're
I am
literally
literally doing that.
watching this right now.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. But it was funny. It's like, what the hell is going on? I'm like, that's me. Okay,
So
so
it's real life. It's real life, dude. You have to
yeah.
appreciate
I
that.
do. Okay, so look, I gave the other one 3.5.
Yeah, three
I
and a
definitely
half.
like this one a lot less just because it's really
Oh.
sloppy. But look, it's entertaining. I wouldn't say I'm in the middle on it. I'm gonna give it a 2.5.
Wow, two and
I'm
a
in the middle.
half.
But like that's probably better than I would give like a lot of other films. So it could be a 3 depending on my mood, but I'm staying with 2.5 today because
All right. Well,
it just had to be a better written movie and just a little bit, just a little bit. That ending just pissed me off. But anyway, so that's mine.
The
Let's cheers
happy
to
ending
that.
horror, I don't love, but I loved everything else. So cheers to that. I'll take my 2.5.
So I would say if I had to give it thumbs up or thumbs down, I'm kind of in
Yeah.
the middle, but like I'd probably go more thumbs up than thumbs down. So
Oh.
I'm gonna say thumbs up.
I'm giving it a thumbs up too, so I gotta
So
sit
let's
for
cheers to
that.
that.
And since we're here, and I love Scream so
All right.
much,
Okay.
it's definitely, a great franchise, and I'm a huge fan of it. I thought I would do something a little different today and bring something that we maybe haven't played in a little while. I brought back the nostalgia of the thumbs up and thumbs down,
Wow, so
and
we're
I
doing a drinking game
thought,
now. I thought we were done. I
yeah,
was ready to wrap this shit up.
no, we're not done yet. I thought we'd do random ass
Oh,
trivia
with the
with
wheel?
the Wheel of
Oh, fuck. I thought we were getting out of
Death.
here, man. I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, all right, but you
So
know what?
I had a little problem with my wheel. So my dry erase marker was not a professional Expo marker, which is the finest brand of dry erase markers you could buy. I work for
Shout out, send us a case.
Expo. And shout out to Expo. And I had some bullshit Amazon crap that dried out on me. So I had to modify the wheel a
Yeah,
little
fuck
bit.
Amazon.
But I was able to get the wheel to
Oh.
work. And I just had to like put some tape on here and draw on the numbers
Oh,
because I didn't
shit.
have a dry erase marker. And my dry erase markers from Expo are coming tomorrow. But I do have a wheel here, and it's not that bad. It's not the worst wheel. So, what we
So,
have
what's
here,
the highest
Rich?
number? Because I can't see the blue
So
ones.
the highest one is 8.
Okay, the blue
And
ones are hard to read.
yeah, so the blue is only 2, which is
The dark blue,
good.
I meant, the purple.
The purple is 4 and 8.
Okay, that
Not
one I
too
can't read. The
bad.
rest of them I could read.
There's a 6 and there's a 7. So I thought we'd play a little random ass trivia about these Scream films that we watched. And I got some random ass questions about these films. So do you
Okay,
want
I'm
to
not
play?
overly confident, but yeah, we'll
I
play.
mean I mean we could just end there. We could wrap it up right now. Let's just go. Or we could play.
Let's do it. Let's
All
do
right, let's
it.
all
I don't want to let our fans
right.
down. Our fans want drinking, so let's do some
Okay,
drinking.
so I'm gonna spin the wheel first so you know what you're dealing with. And as people who may not know the rules of random ass trivia, what's gonna happen is I'm gonna spin the wheel and it's gonna land on a number. That number is the wager of sips that we have to take. I'm gonna ask a question. If Rich gets it right, I am responsible for taking those sips that show up on the wheel. If he gets it wrong, he's responsible for taking the sips on that wheel. So, what do you say we bring it to the old wheel
Let's do it. Let's spin that fucker.
and see where we end up? Here we go. Oh, look at
Okay.
that wheel spinning.
Oh, dude, I'm hypnotized.
Oh, six.
Oh.
Six, dudes. This is a big one right off the bat. Six. And I don't
Oof.
have that many questions because I
Thank
knew,
God.
it is Monday and it's already getting a little late. But I'm gonna I don't know about this question. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
All
Okay.
right.
I think
I'm
you may
locking in.
I think you may get it. So, all right. Thinking about Scream Six. Okay. So Jason is that wannabe ghost face. He kills the guy that kills Samara Weaving. He goes back to his apartment. He gets the phone call. Okay, so what movie is Jason watching while talking to Greg on the phone while he's playing that hot or cold game? And I'm gonna tell you, between the character's name and the location is are both hints to what he's watching.
What's his name again?
His name is
Oh,
Jason.
it's a Friday 13th. It's
Yes, which one?
part I know this because I was
Go
watching
ahead.
it.
Go ahead. You're close.
I want to say it's part five.
Are you locking that in?
Yeah, 'cause that's what I was thinking.
Okay, it's Jason Takes Manhattan.
Is it really? Oh shit.
Yeah.
Which I just watched too.
Yep, six sips.
I remember
It
watching it and was thinking like, which Friday 13th is that? It makes
is.
sense that it
Yeah,
would be Jason Takes Manhattan. I
Jason,
thought that
his
was
name
too
is
easy.
Jason. It takes place in
Yeah, I
Manhattan.
thought that was too easy. All right, I'll take him.
Listen, I'm not here to fool you. Take my hints. Take my hints.
But I remember thinking like, what movie is that? Which one is that? I remember thinking like,
Yeah.
because they're like, yeah, all right, anyway.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
I'm
So,
fucked
this
up.
is random ass trivia. So, these are all going to be like weird
Spin
questions.
that wheel.
Yep. So, let's do it again and see where we land.
I'm
Okay.
feeling it now.
All right. Does that look good on the screen? Is that centered?
It looks good.
All right, I'm spinning it away
I'm
here.
hypnotized.
Two,
Oof. All
two,
right.
two, just
Easy,
two.
easy.
Okay, all right. Scream six again. Thinking about that that same character, Jason. He's mad at the Samara Weaving character because that's his film teacher, and she gave him a C minus, which you and I know how that is. She gave him a C
Yeah.
minus on his hard genre paper. What was the horror genre that he got a C minus on? He says it.
Jello.
Yep.
Nice.
Nice
All right.
job. Nice job. All right.
Woof.
Okay, so this is a little bit of part five, a little bit of part six, but they actually really get. Oh, wait,
You
I'm
gonna
gonna spin it
spin?
first. I'm gonna spin it first, but I want to preface it a little bit
Okay.
here. Let me spin it here. Here we go. Big number or little number? What do you want?
I want a little one because I
Okay.
don't feel confident.
Two.
Oof, 2.5. All right.
Okay. So, like I was saying, part five, part six. Okay. So, we know that Sam kills her ex-boyfriend, Richie, and she kills him brutally with a knife by stabbing him. And they say it when she's talking to her doctor. How many times did Sam stab Richie? They say it in part
It's
six.
20 something.
Yeah, you're close. Go ahead.
I want to say 22.
Holy shit, you got
Nice. Because I
it.
actually noticed, I'm like, wow, that was a lot of times.
Okay, so she stabs him 22 times, slits his throat, shoots him in the head.
Yeah.
Okay, alrighty. Okay, so let's spin it one more time here.
All right.
Yeah, three.
All
Okay.
right, okay, different. Three. All right.
Okay, in part six, on the board of the police station, all the ghost face killers from the past were up there. How many were there, not including the ones from the movie that we're talking about? So it's the from part one, two, three, four, five. How many ghost face killers were there? And they say it.
Nine.
There is nine.
Which one only had one killer, part three?
Three, awful.
All right, so four, you want to do one more? I got the question for you.
Whoa, okay,
One more? All right.
one more. You want
Cause
me?
now we're even. We're six and seven. So you had seven
Okay.
sips, I had six. Last one.
Okay,
I
and
think you'll get this one too. I
we
think you'll
got the
get it.
wheel. We got the wheel rocking here. It's a little looser. See that? Okay.
Yeah. All right, last question of the night. This is it. Oh, come on. I think you're gonna get this one right. Is that the
Oh
eight? Fuck, damn it.
no.
I shouldn't have said this. All right, I'm gonna do it anyway. Fuck it. In part five, Jenna Ortega says what her favorite scary movie is. What is it?
Oh my God.
She says it twice, I believe.
Is it Hereditary?
Wrong.
Damn it.
It's the Babadook.
Oh, the Babadook. I knew that. Oh, I knew it. She does say it twice. She does say it twice. Oh, I gotta pour in the bitterness. I don't have
Damn,
enough for eight
can't believe I
deaths.
stumped you on a screen question.
Oh man, I knew it was the Babadook. I knew it was the goddamn Babadook. She does say it, and she says it at the end too.
Yeah, she says at the beginning and the end.
Oh my
And both times I
God.
was like, the fucking Babadook. I fucking hate that movie.
She mentions Hereditary, it follows the
She
witch. She
does. She,
mentions the
I don't remember it
Lark.
follows, but I do remember Hereditary comes up at some point. Yeah. Because they're talking about elevated horror. I think one of the characters talks about elevated horror movies and they mention
No
that.
ice
Not.
right now. We're going raw
Ooh.
dog here. I still owe two more. Hold on.
Two more sips. So that is it. That is our episode on Scream 6 and Scream 7. Jerry got loses the drinking game again. The Wheel of Death takes another victim. So you could follow us on Instagram at Horrorheads Podcast. Email us horrorheadspodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, I'm not sure what we're gonna talk about next week. I don't think anything new is coming out, so we'll probably pick another fun topic and just get hammered and get into it. So that's it. Let's cheers and get the
Yeah,
F out
I
of
want
here, man.
cheers, and I just want to say I want to give this drinking game a
Thumbs
thumbs
down. All right,
down.
cheers. Have a good night,
Thanks.
everybody.